This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Third District Republican Congresswoman Lauren Boebert says she's not worried about the early results in her race against Democrat Adam Frisch. The congresswoman addressed supporters last night and voiced her conviction that she will prevail once all the votes are counted.
We know that a lot of Republicans have waited for today to vote. So if they're doing that in Mesa County, they're doing it all over Colorado's 3rd District.
Frisch jumped out to an early lead last night in the strongly Republican district, but that covers western and southeastern Colorado. Southern Colorado, as of early this morning, Frisch continued to lead the race by about 3,500 votes.
We ran a heck of a campaign. I believe that our team ran one of the top campaigns in the entire country. We were well organized. We were disciplined. We stayed on message, and we put in the thousands and thousands of miles.
The Colorado Secretary of State's office map showing reporting complete in every county in the district except for Grand County, which is expected to strongly support Boebert.
Well, no surprise, in the 5th Congressional District, incumbent Doug Lamborn winning another term by a comfortable margin, 56% of the vote, defeating Democrat David Torres.
For Republican candidates are in a position to win their races in El Paso County, sheriff, clerk and recorder, assessor and treasurer. Current undersheriff Joe Roybal is leading the race to replace Sheriff Bill Elder. Current clerk and recorder Chuck Broman received more than 60% of the vote in unofficial results from last night to become the county's treasurer. He'll be succeeded as clerk and recorder by Republican Steve Schlaker, who received nearly 60% of the vote. Mark Fulcher is set to become the county assessor and also receiving nearly 60% of the votes counted. El Paso County voters are approving an extension of a regional road tax for another 10 years. A measure to extend the Pikes Peak Regional Transportation Authority tax was overwhelmingly supported by voters in unofficial returns last night. Colorado Springs City Councilman Wayne Williams says the tax benefit road projects in Colorado Springs, Manitou, Green Mountain Falls, and other portions of El Paso County.
This is a group that we put together years ago that says we are going to actually build road projects and we're going to be accountable to the voters. And we have built every single project that has been promised in that Category A. The voters said, yes, you've been doing what you've promised. We're going to continue to trust you going forward.
It is the second time the tax has been extended since it was created back in 2014. Voters are supporting the re-election bids of two Republican commissioners on the El Paso County Commission. Holly Williams won a second term on the Board of Commissioners after receiving strong support and unofficial returns as of last night. Cammie Bremer, though, appears to be headed to victory, although her margin of victory over challenger John Jarrell much smaller. The wins keep the Board of Commissioners under Republican control for at least the next 2 years. Two El Paso County towns have new mayors following last night's election. Voters in Monument favoring Mitchell LeKind over James Romaglio, giving 16% of the vote in unofficial results. Gallant Hanever also appears to have beaten Palmer Lake Mayor Bill Bass, getting about 60% of the vote in that contest as well.
Active weather day out there today. High wind warnings out in effect for the Southeast Plains, San Luis Valley until 6 p.m. tonight. Wind gusts upwards of 60 to even an isolated 70 mile per hour gust can't be ruled out of that forecast. Now, red flag warnings, they're also in effect until 7 p.m. tonight. This does include that I-25 corridor and a majority of the plains. Dry air plus these gusty conditions in the forecast today will support rapid fire weather growth. As far as temperatures go, this is our last mild day. We're down to the 50s for your Thursday. And then get this, by Friday, highs going to be stuck in those 30s. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Joe Rook.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's morning news weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's afternoon news weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.